We celebrated the horse's birthday this week, and in Victoria, it was done in fine style. A big party was thrown at the Geelong Racecourse by Racing Victoria's Off the Track program, and one of the special guests was Precedence, the former Bart Cummings trained galloper who competed in a number of Melbourne Cups and is now on a mission to become one of the country's leading show horses. His rider is Fee McIntyre. She's been a guest on the program before and she now joins us this morning for a bit of an update. How are you, Fee?
Very well, Joe. Thank you.
You were front and centre at the party. Did you enjoy yourself?
It was an absolute ball, Joe, I must say. I was probably a little shell-shocked as just how much attention we received on the day, but it was an absolutely brilliant day.
There were dozens of off-the-track thoroughbreds there to celebrate the occasion. Tell us a bit about what was happening.
Yeah, so it was a fantastic day. As you've mentioned, it was the off-the-track through Racing Victoria initiative for the day. It was very busy. There were so many professionals there on the day providing free services to those that attended. So you had farriers there, you had dentists there, you had vets, saddle fittings with Peter Horriban. It was action-packed day, that's for sure.
And how did Precedence enjoy himself?
Oh, Precedence just never ceases to amaze me. I took both Precedence and Sumione on the day, walked in and popped them in the stalls, and I thought, this could be interesting. They're back at the racetrack, they're tied up in the stalls. Those two boys just stood there, pricked their ears, took it all in their stride. Precedence was then involved in the formalities of the day. And look, to be honest, that's the first time I've had him in such a situation, particularly with the press that was there and the photos and also just people that obviously have a love for the horse coming up and taking selfies with him. And yeah, it was quite an eye-opener for me on the day.
He's very quickly developed a strong following, hasn't he, since being retired from the racetrack?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, at the end of the day, Precedence may not have won a Melbourne Cup, but I tell you what, he's won a lot of hearts and continues to do so. The amount of interest from people that were there on the day coming up and you know, knew of his racing career and asking me all sorts of questions and, you know, really impressed with how he's looking, because obviously we're changing the way he looked as a racehorse and turning him into a show horse. It just amazes me the following he really has.
And he's taken to his new career like a duck to water. You won a few months ago, and we highlighted it on the program, a big event in South Australia. And at the moment, he's being prepared for a campaign at the major royal shows around Australia, starting with the Adelaide Royal Show and hopefully Melbourne as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to head over to Adelaide Royal Show in September. Melbourne Show's not looking that great at this point in time, but we're still hoping to get a start for him there. So we're in full swing with preparations for those shows, Joe.
And what would a day in the life of Precedence be at the moment for our listeners? Can you explain a little bit about what is a very different program to being trained for racing?
Yeah, absolutely. So to begin with, he gets to sleep in every day. That's a big one. No early morning.
Yes, keeping much better hours.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So yeah, look, we're just really concentrating on his feeding regime at the moment, getting his coat looking like glass, getting his weight and condition on, and then we're also building on that with his muscle tone and his top line. So he's doing a lot of flat work. We attended a show horse clinic over the weekend. Michael Christie from New South Wales was down doing instructions. And the feedback from Michael, who was down a month ago, he can't believe just how much the horse has improved in his training. And he's obviously always had a good work ethic, that horse, but he just picks it up so quickly and so eager to please. He's amazing.
What are your expectations going into Adelaide? Is he a chance of picking up a bow or even a win?
I'll be confident that he should do well in his novice class over there. I guess one of the things is for me to keep reminding myself is that he's only been going in the show ring since January. So this will be his first major royal show. I don't think that he'll bat an eyelid out there on the main arena. So I'm hoping that he'll be in the top, hoping he'll be in the top placings in that novice class. Adelaide Show are also running a day which is racehorse to show horse. And I'm confident that he should do well in those particular classes, Joe.
Great.
Yes.
And Melbourne Show, you've hit a bit of a hurdle there, Fee. You have to qualify, of course, for these competitions, and that means that he's had to notch up X amount of wins and performances around his home state of Victoria.
Correct.
In your view, he's done that, but he's still got a bit of a knockback from Melbourne so far.
Yeah, and a little bit probably reminiscent of when he got a knockback in his last Melbourne Cup campaign, I suppose. So, yeah, look, we did the miles. I certainly travelled a lot of miles to get him his qualifications. But it is a tough industry. You're nominating against horses that have, you know, just as many or if not some, you know, more qualifications. So, sort of watch this space and hoping to get a start there if possible.
Well, let's hope they rethink, because it would be great profile for the horse events at the Melbourne Show if he was to take his part.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's a massive ambassador for these off the track horses, and he, as we sort of mentioned, he has a huge following. So it would be not only a disappointment, obviously, to myself, but also to the public that following him.
Oh, well, at this stage, though, onwards and upwards towards Adelaide, and we look forward to following his progress there. Thanks for bringing us up to speed with what's happening with Precedence, Fee. You're doing a great job with the horse.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks, Joe.
That's Fee McIntyre, the owner and rider of Precedence. He has an exciting few months ahead in the show ring.